Good morning, a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. I'm looking at the total in the lockbox, Alan. Just have to rub my eyes because it's unbelievable. We're just about at $1.4 million.
That means we have $100,000, a lot of money, between now and Monday so that we can start the fund drive. Now, every penny that comes in is now taken off. Let's say we go a little over that. That means we have less to do in the fund drive. That'll be great. I just want to thank everybody who's done so much already. We don't thank everybody enough. People have put all kinds of money into this thing. They really believe in the purchase of the tower. I keep hearing about it. I've been having emails about it. People understand how important it is to the future of this radio station. Look, let's put it this way. We bought it. Nobody else can now, and therefore nobody can move us off of it or move us around it or change the agreement. Look, everybody, this is wonderful. You've done it. You've secured the future of WAMC, and now let's get that fund drive home. Let's finish it up. It's an incredible $2 million fund drive. Good for you, everybody. Good for you, and thank you.
WAMC.org.
Or 1-800-323-9262. But WAMC.org is better at this hour because there are fewer people to answer the phones.
News of the day, and this may be the day, that the Republican memo alleging anti-Trump bias at the FBI and U.S. Justice Department is released.
You know, this is getting stranger and stranger and stranger. Now it appears that Nunes and his gang have changed the memo, and it may well be that they have changed it substantially. Look, Mr. Wray, the head of the FBI, was appointed by Trump. He's his guy. And now Wray comes out and says that there's grave concerns on the part of the FBI about this memo. Now, here are the Law and Order Republicans and the Law and Order president, and he says he's going to 100% we're going to release the memo, despite the fact that his own FBI is saying no, and that we now know that Nunes and his group have changed the memo itself. This is real bad stuff, folks. This is the United States of America. We're talking about the rule of law. This keeps getting worse.
Speaking of, headline Times today, special counsel zeroing in on the Trump Tower cover story.
Well, that's right. Let's remember that that whole Trump Tower issue was a study in duplicity. That meeting was supposed to be, according to the Trump people, about adoptions. Turns out that that story was disassembled. In other words, lying. And now it turns out it was more. It was a meeting with the Russians. And this is what this whole investigation was all about. It's central to the Mueller investigation. And it's not surprising to me that Mueller is honing in on it. I think we've certainly known all of that all along. And what's interesting about this one is that some of the closest relatives of the President of the United States were involved in that meeting. And when they realized what was really going on, some people deserted the ship.
The President's $1.5 trillion plan for infrastructure, this is from the Associated Press this morning, Alan, could be a boon for New York State, which needs billions of dollars for subways, water systems, and airports. But Washington isn't likely to cut the state a blank check. Assuming that did happen, it could be good for New York and probably for Trump.
And maybe for the nation. Look, we all know that there's an infrastructure need in this country. The question is, who will do the building? Will it be the government, which it certainly should be, or will it be going over to some people who are well-connected in the private sector to do all of this work? Now, Andrew Cuomo has an interesting approach to infrastructure. He's been announcing LaGuardia, a tunnel under the Long Island Sound. Look, he's going to run in 2018. By the time all of this gets started, who's going to pay for it? The idea that Trump is going to help New York runs against everything that we have seen so far. As you said, David, it ain't going to be a blank check and say, you know, go help yourselves with this money that we're going to be giving you. That is hardly the reputation he has for how he deals with the blue states.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Well, Alan, it's coming fast. Monday morning, 6 a.m. There's still time, though, in the lockbox at WAMC.org.
I'm still, David, astounded by how much everybody has done. It's really wild. You know, we need another $100,000. We get, as a result of that, $50,000 extra dollars from one woman. And yesterday, we had an additional $10,000 added to that. It's extraordinary.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you, listeners.